Too often, when people are in the market for another job, there's a sense of urgency that can lead them to simply change the scenery. That is, that they land a job that's just like the one they're leaving or planning to leave. So jumping too soon can really mean that a person is just at a new company in the same unpleasant environment.
Hi, I'm Mary Michael. Welcome to the Innovate Your Life podcast. This is a weekly podcast where we are constantly inventing through actionable insights to live your best life. Join our weekly podcast for inspirational stories and mini innovative blueprints that can help you reach your goals further and faster. For those that are new to Innovate Your Life podcast, I'm your host, Mary Michael. A little about me. I'm an innovator, a mom, a professional, and constantly finding little mini blueprints on making life better. And my mission is to help you live your best life, and not just professionally, but also in all aspects. For 2019 Innovate Your Life podcast with Team Mary Michael, we'll be focusing on your professional life. Our podcasts and other offerings will be circling around bringing up your professional life to the next level. To start off, what potential goals that you can bring to your professional life in 2019, have you thought of find your why and career passion? Find your alternative careers, same careers in a different industry. Maybe you're planning out a very long term and a pursuit of your happiness. Maybe you're changing your field. Maybe you're strategizing for a promotion. Maybe you can find a position that you're passionate about. Maybe you want to become an entrepreneur. Maybe you want to work for a company that you aspire for. All of these items we're going to be talking about in our podcast this year, and we hope you join us. So if this is something you're interested in, stay tuned. And welcome back to another episode of Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. It's Mary Michael here, helping you tame your chaos in life with energy and time-saving innovative mini blueprints that help you do what you most love to do in life. With this podcast, we're kicking off a podcast series that's focused on how to innovate your career. In this series, we are going to share various career alternatives to help you push your boundaries of thinking and your job search seeking. Today, we're focusing on consulting as a career alternative. For many people who have spent decades in corporate, the prospect of consulting on their own as a member of a firm may seem frightening, but there are many advantages that you consider. Today, Mary Michael team member Linda, our resident catalyst connector and collaborator, will share some insights from a book she co-authored called Wit and Wisdom, Journey Through Career Transitions. By the way, you can locate this book on Amazon. We'll make sure to make a link in the show notes of this show and episode today, but make sure you type in the full title and you can locate it. And once again, that's Wit and Wisdom, Journeys Through Career Transition, and Linda will be talking about that. So Linda, please share with our listeners where we are going today.
Well, as we search to discover our why or our passion, it's helpful to be willing to stretch our boundaries. So in this series, we're striving to help listeners to stretch themselves by sharing stories of the other people we've crossed paths with who have done so. So we'll offer various ways in which people push their boundaries and what they learned along the way that may be helpful to our listeners. It's important to remember that when we stretch beyond our comfort level, we learn about ourselves. We learn what energizes us and what drains us. Too often, when people are in the market for another job, there's a sense of urgency that can lead them to simply change the scenery. That is, that they land a job that's just like the one they're leaving or planning to leave. So jumping too soon can really mean that a person is just at a new company in the same unpleasant environment.
So let's begin our focus on consulting with the feature role model, Rose Cook. She's a CEO and founder of the FlexCrow Group, a project management consulting firm. Rose Cook began her career for various corporations as a packing engineer. she soon realized that she was ahead in the corporate meant acquired skills across a variety of roles in the organization. Rose demonstrated her proficiency and steadily moved up in the corporate ladder. However, after a decade in corporate, Rose felt a desire for greater autonomy, so she left the corporate world to try consulting on her own. After a relatively brief trial, Rose decided to return to corporate, but this didn't last for long. Rose's family and other obligations grew, and Rose felt the need to create an improved work-life balance. This motivated Rose to start her own consulting firm. Coincidentally, her twin sister, Lynn, was ready to join Rose in that venture. Together, they founded the FlexPro Group. The company has been very successful and has been recognized multiple times by Inc. magazine. With more than a decade of success and recognition, Rose has some tips to share.
That's right. She does have a lot of tips to share, and she's very happy to help others on their journey to seek and find what their passion is. Rose has shared that there's a lot of benefits of a career in consulting, particularly in a role within a consulting firm like hers. Key benefits are that you acquire exposure to new companies, perhaps even companies that may not have been on your target list. You can learn about the culture and the organization while you're working on a consulting project. This helps you to test the waters without making a long-term commitment. Also, as a consultant, you can take some risks and take on some greater variety in your work tasks that can allow you to develop new skill sets and so enhance your marketability. The flexibility of a job like this also translates to improved work-life balance, as Rose can attest to. You can choose your geography, you can choose your desk time, and this allows you some flexibility to do those things in your personal life that may be important, like attending one of your children's basketball games, for example. Because you may work on projects for various companies and various departments within companies, you also have the opportunity to grow your professional network significantly. So there's many, many benefits that come with working as a consultant, and particularly in a consulting firm.
So what are some of the downsides of working for a consulting firm?
Well, what Rose shared when I interviewed her for the book is that when you work on a project basis for a consulting firm, you most likely have just one piece of a large project as your work task. So if you like owning large projects, this is not probably the path for you. Also, if you struggle with a task when you don't have the bigger picture, then this is another reason why this path may not be the one for you. Another aspect of consulting is that you're not really a member of a client company's family. No matter how many projects you may do with them, and no matter how much you feel you've gotten to know the folks you're working with, when it comes to client company celebrations and events, they may not include the consultant. And for some people, this makes them feel isolated or hurt, and they take it personally. And if you think you'd be challenged by that, then again, this choice may not be the right one for you. However, Rose does encourage just giving it a try before you really decide that it's not for you. Because some people actually have discovered that what they had initially thought would be a challenge, such as not owning a large project, really ends up evolving to be not such a challenge, especially when they weigh it with the benefits of a flexible work schedule, for example.
So just to summarize, listeners may want to consider a consulting as an alternative career. It can even serve as a bridge role to help you on your journey to discover your passion. Consulting offers a great environment to stretch. If you're wondering whether consulting is right for you, ask these questions. Do I quickly adapt to new environments? Do I enjoy variety in work tasks, and am I willing to try new work tasks? Am I able to navigate complex, matrixed work environments with low level of supervision? So these are all great questions to ask. And then what I'm also going to do is I'm going to ask Linda to share with us a worksheet that she's put together to help our listeners consider whether this is a correct career path or an alternative career path you may want to explore. So Linda, can you walk us through the spread to through the worksheet that you've made for all of our listeners?
Sure. So in this podcast series, we are going to post on our website, innovateology.com, worksheets where it encapsulates the essence of our podcast and helps you to do a quick review of the story or journey of our role model, as well as help you to understand the key benefits of that particular career alternative and some points of considerations. And finally, also key questions that you may want to ask yourself. So I encourage our listeners to not feel the urge to have to take notes as you're listening to our podcast, particularly if you're driving, but to feel comfortable that you can refer back to our website, innovateology.com, and just download a little worksheet that actually will help encapsulate or summarize each of these podcasts. And we will also be offering a product that'll feature all the career alternatives to help you work through what may be the best choices for you to push your boundaries.
Great. So that wraps up our podcast for today. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Hey, it's Mary Michael here. While we take a little break from the show, I thought I would share with you a super helpful resource I created for you. It is a resume template to allow you to be a rock star in your next interview. I've actually tested this resume and got hundreds of compliments, and I've also shared this resume with many of my colleagues. I want to share it with you, and it's completely free. So what makes this resume so unique? It's in PowerPoint, so it's really easy to use. It showcases your skills in an easy-to-digest format for the reader. It's eye-catching and helps you stand out. So, have I convinced you to go check out this resume for free? It is located on the show notes of this episode, but you can also go to www.innovateyourlife.today and click on Blueprints in the menu bar. Once again, that's www.innovateyourlife.today and click on Blueprints in the menu bar. All right, let's get back to the show. You have been listening to the Innovate Your Life with Mary Michael. Tune in again to learn more about how you can innovate your life and realize your purpose and dreams and live your best life. Visit www.innovateyourlife.today. A special thanks to those that make this show possible. Our show is produced by Melissa, the master artist. Our co-host is Linda, the collaborator, catalyst, and connector. And our show is recorded and edited in the spare time of Mary Michael. Thanks again, and we'll see you soon.